Welcome to Dav Yirmi Yerushalmi. We're holding in True Mois Dav Samech Vov in the Ois Vardar edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We learned in the previous Dav that there are Rabbanim that say that if there is a miso, which is called Koris, so then one is Potom, and the Shlomi doesn't have to pay for the same action. On the other hand, we learned that there are those that argue and say that for Koris, you do pay. But only when you have a malchus, a lav, then you don't pay. So ask the Gemara now, in the first line, the top, the end. Al daite de b'shir malokish. According to b'shir malokish, that whenever you're potter for to pay, even if the misa is not happening, you're still potter, because chayvim misa shoygim, chayvim malchus shoygim paturim. Even if right now you don't have to pay, ma bein elin tanoi le'elin rabbon. What's the difference between the Rabbanah? They both agree that if you have Malkus, you don't pay. Every time you have a Koris, there's a Lav as well. So every time there's a Koris, there's also Malkus. So they both will agree you don't pay. So says the Gemara, L'lavim v'loy l'krisus. When you have a Lav and not a Koris, and the Gemara explains, what does it mean? Meaning, he holds like our mayor, that when you have Malkus, you do pay. You have Malkus and Mammon, you pay. But if there is Koris, then there's a Machlokes. Is the Koris exempt one from paying or not? That's the Machlokes. So here we understand the difference. The man that holds the Koris does not exempt. So in a case of Malkus, you pay money and you get Malkus. But if you hold the Koris exempt, so in that case, you don't get Malkus and you don't pay. Omar v'chananyo, another way to say it. Hamatzis gadisha shechavir b'yom tov b'neim. Someone who burns the gadish, the grain of his friend, on Yom Tov. Because in Yom Tov, there's no koris, there's only lav. And therefore what? The mandor that says the koris exempt for tashlumim, he will say in this case you pay, because there's no koris. The ilim rabbanon, the ones that argue savrin meimar, ru'il v'yesh makas einu mishalim. Because there's malkas, you don't pay. Meaning, according to the second answer, the mandor that says the koris exempt for tashlumim, he holds that only Koris does it, and not Malkus. Here's the one that says, "Me'ato elu nayurs." The Mishnah elu nayurs that says you pay kras, the loy karabonin. It's not like a bonin, because there it says you pay kras, even though the Maseches Malkus, as we started to begin the sugya, it says you get Malkus. Now Reb Chaim points out, already we answer this question according to Reish Lakish. We said that Mishnah goes according to our mayor that you get both, but it explains Reb Chaim that the Gemara is trying to explain different parts of the Mishnah, even according to Rabbanan. And that's what the Gemara says right now. We're talking a person has a relationship with a mamzeres, and there's no love, there's no issue. It's a mamzer having a relationship with a mamzeres. So that's what the Mishnah says over there. You pay knas in that case. Meaning that part of the Mishnah works even according to Rabbanan. So says the Gemara now, when he says in the Mishnah over there that you pay knas for a person who has a relationship with the wife of his brother, isn't she a Zivama? Meaning, if the brother's still alive, so then she's Eishes Ish. It's not a regular Eishesach. Why is she called Eishesach? Because the brother died. And if she had children, she's not a Naira Besula. The only case you pay Kras is only when there is a Besula, when a woman never had a relationship before. So you talk about the wife of the brother who died has no kids. So L'chol, she's Yivama. She's supposed to marry him. Why is he paying Kras? Answers the Gemara, Tipoto Shemes Achiv, the brother died. And he had children from his first wife. V'iris isha, and then he got engaged with another woman, a second wife. V'mei suba'achi ve'onso. Then the brother came and did oinis. In that case, there's no yibum. Yibum, the mitzvah of yibum is, when a brother dies with no kids, so then the brother that's alive should marry the wife. But here, the brother who died did have kids from his first wife. So you have your eshezach, who's usur on the brother, and in this case, you pay knas. This last part was just to explain one detail of the Mishnah, and it's not a gea to the Ar Sogya. Halacha bei zok de Mishnah. Bas koyin shenises leYisrael. You have a daughter of a koyin who married a Yisrael. Ve'achakach ochel trumah. She ate trumah as a Israeli. She married the Yisrael. Mishalemes es a karen. She pays the principal, because right now she's not a koyin. She has to pay back. But, says the Mishnah, sachvah on the base, ve'einu mishalemes es a choymish. She doesn't have to pay the fine. Why not? As we'll see in the Gemara, because she has the potential to go back to her father. If the husband dies and there's no kids, she'll go back to her father and will continue to eat truma. Because she's still considered to be the daughter of a kohen to a certain extent, if she does nus, she gets the punishment of a bas kohen. A bas kohen does nus, gets sreifa. She's killed with fire. Not like a bas yisrael. A bas yisrael has chenek, which is the choking point. Because she's considered to be a bas kohen, the misa is sreifa. This is le'echel mikol absolim. But if she married a person who's poisel her, she's married somebody that she's not allowed to marry, and now he makes her puzzle, and then even if he dies, she will never go back to her father. Meshalemes keren, she has to pay the principal. Vechoyme, she pays also the fine, because she's not considered to be a kohenes anymore. If she's not a bas koyin, we saw so bechenek. If she does nus, she gets the punishment of bas yisrael, which is chenek. All that is divir amir. Vechoyme, vechoyme say, zu vezu, in both cases. It doesn't matter if she married someone kosher or someone puzzle. Meshalmo is a keren, vein meshalmo is a chemish. They pay the principal, not the fine. Um, we saw so besefo, they still get sreifo as a bas koyin. Continues the Mishnah. Hamachil is born of ktanim v'savodov ben gdoilim ben ktanim. Someone gives truma to his children. Children, they're not chayav to pay. Or he gives it to his slaves. The slaves have no money to pay, even if they're adults. Or a case, oichil trumas chutzlaretz. Someone eats truma, which is from chutzlaretz, which is only their abanim. Or oichil pochos mikazayis truma, he eats less than a kazayis. And all these cases, mishalem is a keren, has to pay the keren, which is the stealing. Ve'enu mishalem is a chaymish, has to pay the fine. Whatever he pays doesn't have a din of truma. The reason for that is because it's considered to be not eating. Eating, you only have a truma when you're eating. If you're eating less than kazayis, or it's a person who's not mechuyov, it's not eating, so you don't pay the chaymish, and whatever you pay does not become truma. In addition, the kohen could just say, forget about it, you don't have to pay me back. Next, the continues the mishto, zeaklal, kol ha-mishalem, keren v'chaymish, the rule is, anybody who pays principal and chaymish, Tashlumin truma. So what he pays becomes truma. Im yotzo hakohen limchol leino moichel. The kohen cannot be moichel. Why? Because he needs to give a payment in order to have kaparo. The kohen cannot say, don't pay me back. He needs to pay it in order to rectify the fact that he ate truma. V'chol ha-mishalem sakeren ve'enu shem sochemesh. If he pays the principal, not the chemesh. Now tashlumin chulin. So the tashlumin are going to be chulin. Im yotzo hakohen limchol moichel. Then it's only a payment of gzeilo. And the kohen can be moichel and say, you don't have to pay me. So the Gemara, kachi masniso. We just explained the Mishnah that says, when do we say that you get sreifa? Meaning, zinso misos besreifa. If you did znos, then you get sreifa. Just explain the Pashup Shah and the Mishnah. My time with Rameir, what's the reasoning of Rameir? That says that Abbas Koyen, if she's married to Kosher, she gets misa sreifa. If she's married to Pasul, she doesn't get misa sreifa. Because it says in the Pasul, ketechel li znois esavio. She did znos by her father. So how do we dashen? Using Yusuf Reb Chaim. The one who's ready to go back to the father's house, and she did znus. Znus, esavio. She's still connected to her father, and she did znus, then she gets reifo. Yotzezu, one who married a pasul, she ain't a uyo lachzul abesavio. She cannot go back to her father's house. She's not esavio. So it has the Gemara, and this is the kosher of a zinso. If she married a kosher, but she did znus, she can go back to her father's house. She can't once she did znus. So the answer is more. Explain what we just said. My kedoy, how we explain it? Ki techel liznois es shechilulo machmas aznos. When meir mechulul is the znos itself. Veloy chilulo machmas asui. Not because she was already married to Pasul, she was also to her father. She was with her father until the znos, not including the znos. Then she gets sreifa. But if she was already Pasul, she doesn't get sreifa anymore. Matayim ode rabbonim. What about rabbonim that say that she's still a sreifa even if she married a Pasul? A daughter of a kohen, always gets this sreifa. Says the Gemara Me'ato, Filu Chalolo Mikuhuno, according to Yosef Reb Chaim. So you have even a Chalolo. Even if the father married a Grusha, for example, and the child is not kohen at all, that child should get sreifa. And says the Gemara Daf Sevech Zayin Amud Aleph, Tana, Vchirinu Bar Popo, Kamid Yav Zeiro, Te Rabbi Shmuel. The Pashtas, it means the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Esavio hi mechaleles et shechelulu machmas atzma v'lo shechelulu machmas avio. Only one who's chalo because of her actions, not someone who's chalo from a different action, then there's no sreifa. Says the Gemara, Rav Chanino, shoyne aniel di Rabbi Shmuel, I learned from Rabbi Shmuel, afilu chalolo mikihuno, that's the Gius of Rav Chaim. Even chalolo from kihuno, she still gets sreifa, meaning not only if she is married to a pasul, she gets sreifa, but even a daughter of a kohen who's not a kohenis, she still gets Reifa according to Rabbi Shmuel. So according to this, we have three shitas. One shita is shitas Ramir that says that if she's married a kosher, she's still a kohenis. If she married a posel, not. Then we have a second shita, Rabbanon, in the Mishnah, that say even if she married a posel, but if she's a chalol or not. And now we have Rabbi Shmuel that even a chalol still gets to be a bas kohen and she gets Reifa. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Trumas, Dav Samech Vov.